This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn at 7:45. The SEPTA strike is over in Philadelphia. SEPTA and TWU Local 234 announced a tentative five-year contract deal after 5 o'clock this morning. And joining me now to talk about the resumption of service on city buses, trolleys, and subways, which was shut down nearly a week ago, is SEPTA Communications Director Carla Shawalee. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, Jennifer. What a good morning it is, right?
Indeed. Now, SEPTA General Manager Jeff Knepel said earlier today at a news conference that service will be restored in phases over the next 24 hours. Why does it take that long?
Well, based on our experience with the 2009 strike, we would need approximately about 8 to 10 hours to get full Market, Frankfurt, and Broad Street Line service back, probably about the same for trolleys. And, you know, in total, we would hope to be at or close to full service within about 16 hours.
Well, could you walk us through the resumption of that service? What comes first?
Well, the Market Frankfurt line and the Broad Street line most likely would come first, and then we would probably move over to the trolley. And the buses, of course, take a little longer.
Now, what does this mean for regional rail lines this morning? Of course, regional rail has been running during the strike. Trains have been crowded. They've been delayed. There are delays this morning, which could be due to the crowding, but also I think there's a switcher problem as well.
Right. Regional rail line, you can expect some overcrowding this morning, same as, you know, last week and over the weekend. But just, you know that's going to be different come 24 hours from now. This time tomorrow, when people wake up, they are going to have full service. And that's just so wonderful to be able to announce.
Now, the SEPTA board chairman, Pasquale Dion, says it's a fair deal. It provides wage increases, pension improvements, maintains health care coverage, and it addresses some rising costs. Can you tell us what transpired overnight that led to the tentative contract agreement?
Well, we can't get into the details or the specifics only because the tentative contract agreement will now have to go before the TWU Local 234 members for a ratification vote, and then it has to go to the SEPTA board for approval.
When is that going to happen? What's the timeline?
You know, I'm not really sure of the timeline. I know it will happen very soon, though.
Okay. Now, riders can follow along as the service resumes. They can follow developments on Twitter. I know at SEPTA_social. Where else can they follow along information?
That's the best. What you just suggested, that's really good information. Also, check to confirm when all city sales offices will reopen, including 1234, so that this week's TransPass can be bought. Many people don't know that as well.
Now, also what came out this morning at the news conference was this conversation. The talks were ongoing throughout the negotiations. What did that look like?
Well, you know, the talks were, we believe that this agreement was fair to our employees and our customers and our taxpayers. And we know that the strike has caused a hardship for thousands of our riders, and we sincerely regret that disruption. But we believe that what was a fair package that was put out there, and everyone seems to be on the same page today.
And there was possibly going to be an injunction that would force the workers back to work tomorrow for Election Day. Do you think that that made a big difference in deciding this tentative agreement?
Well, that we never really concentrated on that, Jennifer. Our attention was more on the productive bargaining to reach a fair settlement. So that was a sidebar conversation. So thankfully, we never had to put that into play.
Okay. And Carlo, once more, before we let you go, recap a little bit of what people can expect today as service comes back on.
As service comes back on, just know that this evening they might even see some service with our Market Frankfurt line, and gradually things will get better and an increase in service. So we're really looking forward to it, and we thank our riders for sticking with us, and we know it's been challenging, but we made it through.
Thank you so much, Carla Shawalee, this morning, Communications Director at SEPTA. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you.